94 WHN. We've got a net coming up. There's no reason we can't warm up the repeater in the meantime. If you're just out there monitoring, pick up your mic and let's have a conversation. This is Mark in Greer.
KQ4WHN, W4DJW. Good evening, Mark. Good to hear you on the radio at this time of the evening.
I'm going to do my best to be entertaining and useful all at the same time.
Well, that's very much appreciated. Have you had any conversations with Ariel since that email that I sent you and him?
Nor hint of any discussion with Ariel, so don't know what his situation is, but I guess that man is busy.
He is. He's a professor over at Greenville Tech Northern Campus over here, and sometimes he's grading papers till the wee hours of the morning, and sometimes it just slips his mind. So he does as best as he can, but he got too many irons in the fire.
Done that. That's a hard life when you're depended on by all the folks that are all around you. So bless his heart. Hopefully he can find some time to come up and take a breath.
Well, I'm all queued up with pre-net check-ins. I was ready just in case we had to do that again. It looks like I'm not going to have to do anything there. Have you got it pulled up on the pre-net check-ins? Can you see them?
It looks like a screen and a half, screen and a quarter worth of pre-net check-ins based on the way I've got the window framed right now.
Yeah, I've been working on that program today. Bill in Anderson gave me a call and said that he tried to check in. You might know about it. I might have already told you about it. If I did, then I'm just repeating myself. But Patrick is the third check-in, KC4WGG, and Bill's call is KC4W. And it was checking him in, but it wasn't acknowledged. He wasn't showing up in the list. But he was getting checked in. But now, if he checks in, it should get pulled up in the list. That's just so that you're aware there was a bug. That bug's been addressed. It should be gone.
I'm guessing that's on the web server side.
Affirmative, the program that does the check-in, it would check to see if that user was already logged into the pre-net. If they were already logged in, it didn't display them twice, but what it was doing is it was finding the first four characters in Bill's call, which only had four characters, KC4W. It was finding those in Patrick's call, KC4WGG. So it was saying, oh, you're already logged in, so it didn't show him. It didn't show him that he was logged in. He was logged in. It just wasn't showing him that he was. And now it is.
Sounds like one of those compare array errors.
Yeah, didn't take into the it just saying, if you're in the list, you're in the list. And it didn't realize that there can be people on the list who have your call inside of their call. So now it knows, and it won't make that mistake again.
Your programming chops. It's something I can appreciate, but not something that I can do. I never had the knack for it.
Well, this has been running for years and years and years and never had this issue. So we haven't found all of the things that could go wrong, but we're down to we're not finding things but once every 2 or 3 years now.
That's called mature code at that point.
Yeah, and you hate to touch mature code because you can break it, and then it's no longer mature. But I do have a separate server that I can take it over to and not interfere with this one while I'm working on that one, and put some use cases through it so that it runs the gamut to make sure that we don't break anything. But that's easier said than done.
Yeah, have you got me set up to send my net report at the end? I'm not sure that I've been enabled on the server side to be able to do that.
I'm pretty sure I set you and Brian up at the same time. Let me go check. Let me just double check. But I'm pretty sure you and Brian were two that I did together. But I'll look and see.
Hey, Mark. KQ4WHN. Hopefully you're having a good evening.
I was just getting set up here at the computer to back you up in case you needed anything.
Oh, I'll guarantee I'll need something at some point, but I've done my practice and I've done my vocal warm-up, so hopefully we'll be in good shape.
Just fine. Just take your time and pause when you need to.
Got a first time, and I'm not afraid of making mistakes and making a fool of myself, because that's kind of my career. So hopefully this is going to be fun.
Better than the automated net.
I hope I can surpass that bar. You know, it's just one of those things that, yeah, if I'm not that good, then I don't need to be doing it.
Great. Like I said, though, it's just nobody's liking the automated nets, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, first time I'd heard that, I was like, oh, that's not going to be popular. So, and it's amazing how it killed the conversation. There was not a bit of discussion. It was robot talking, dead air, and that was it. So anything we can do to change that, we'll work on it.
I'll leave a little gap there in case Dave is back.
You guys carry on. I'm still hunting.
That day.
Couple of call signs I'm writing down just to make sure I get them right. The one that I'm most concerned about is Eddie. If I have the centenarian show up tonight, I'm going to do my dead level best to make sure that he doesn't have to say his twice. Even though he's using unfamiliar phonetic alphabets, I can catch on.
NTQ.
But written down.
Don't worry, he won't be the only one that uses unfamiliar phonetics, and it will mess with you.
Well, I took ROTC in high school and college, and my brain's wired to NATO phonetics, so when people start using Texas and Nancy, I have to take that half-second sidestep to go back and go, oh, that's an N, so it just takes me an extra second, but... at least I didn't have to learn my phonetics when I took my ticket for the AM license.
I wasn't used to them, so I used to keep a card under my radio. So that's how I remembered them.
I'm that weird kid. I learned phonetics in high school. I learned Morse code in high school. I did... the 24-hour clock, as soon as I was exposed to it, I can't stand AM and PM, so, you know, that's just the way I am.
So, Mark, W4DJW. Did I double with somebody?
Or with me, Dave. Go ahead.
So, Mark, I was just letting you know, the first email you sent me, your call sign that you signed off with was KW4KWS. You might want to go back and look at that. That's what I put in. So I'm going to change it real quick. Hopefully I'll have it done before the end of the net to KQ4. KQ4, wait a minute, WHN. I think I have KW4WHN. But anyway, I'm going to have to change it. It's got one letter off.
Just call sign up here in Etowah.
Okay, Amy's calling me, but I should be able to make that before the end of the net. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
Zanzibar, kill London Kilowatt.
You really trying to throw him for a loop.
Had my voice, didn't you? Okay, there we go. That's better. I had to think about the other one. Good evening, Patrick and Mark and Dave, if you're still in there.
And thank you for the being picked on to start my morning, or start my evening, rather.
The rest of it will be easy.
Zed is incorrect either. So, you know, Zed is the single letter. So, Zulu, sir. You have to say Zulu.
What call phonetically? November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. But I always say N4ZLK.
And it's distinctive. I'm trying to think of my marketing tag to throw out there so people don't forget my call sign. Because... everybody's got their own little thing that, if they're memorable, they have their own little thing that makes them stand out.
What you get? It's just, I wore people down. They've heard it so much, talking on the repeater.
Okay, we'll talk to the guy. He's on here all the time. Somebody needs to talk to him. And for ZLK.
Looked up the email I sent to Dave, and sure enough, I fat-fingered my own call sign. That's embarrassing.
Sorry about it. It happens to all of us. Don't worry.
No, you don't understand. I don't make mistakes.
Wrong one time, but he was mistaken.
Exactly.
Call, that's my main email address. And when I'm trying to give my email address to people unfamiliar with ham radio, they comprehend it. And I even spell it out very slowly, and then I'm like, I should probably just make another one for normal people. That's what I'll call them, the normal people.
I'm with folks, and I'll try and give them, like, an access code or something, and I'll start using the phonetic alphabet. And they're like, wait, slow down. That's a lot of letters. And it's like, no, you don't understand. I get it.
To spell my last name out, because they always get the V wrong. So I always spell it K-E-E, Victor, E-R, and then otherwise they do not get it.
The issue with my first name and my last name, so, and they still don't pronounce it right, especially if they read it.
Easy to spell, but most people want to put a C on the end of it, so I have to pretend that I'm Jewish at times.
And you're calling the net the first time tonight?
So I'm comfortable being at the front of the room. It's not a big deal, but first time following all of the prescribed actions and making sure I've got that done. So we'll see how it goes.
Hang around then and check in for you. But I'm going to let you guys go. Patrick, good to hear you. Mark, nice to meet you. And I'll gonna do some things. I'll be back for the net and for ZLK.
And good to hear you, and maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow. KO4HK.
I've done it in a while. KQ4WHN. That's actually my call sign. Patrick, question for you, sir, while we've got a minute. When I'm putting folks into this lovely net control software, how do I save the adjustments to it to the local database when I start adding, like, nicknames and short names and things like that? I don't think I've mastered that. It's one of the keys. And I just haven't had a chance to spend some time.
Use the one I got up here in front of me right now. Michael is on here, but he goes by Mike. In the line at the top there, right next to where you enter, just to the right of it, you'll see right here. The best thing to do is put your call sign in like you're going to check in. That way we can work with yours. That way we'll be on the same page.
Okay, got it.
You see there where it says Mark W? If you come out beside that and put a nickname there and you type it in right there, all you have to do is hit F6 and it will save it for you.
The current F6 is how we get it into the database.
So... that's how I do mine. After I've entered it down here like normal from QRZ or SEC, I'll come back up here and in parentheses, I'll put their nickname on the name line and then just hit F6 again and it'll transfer it down to the bottom for you.
Clarity, when I do that next Tuesday, that nickname was going to show up when I type in that call sign. I knew it was something simple, and I thought I had done that, but maybe I hadn't done that and actually paid attention. So, thank you, sir.
Just tell you, what I find the hardest to catch is if people are hanging around for comments, because everybody seems different. Some say in and out. Some say no comment, no traffic. Some say no traffic, I'll hang around. And then some say no traffic, and if they don't say anything about a comment, that generally means they want to hang around. So it'll take you a little bit to get that. I still miss it, and I've been doing it for over 2 years now, so don't worry about it. That's the one that throws me the biggest loop.
I'll make sure that I'm explicit on that conversation point, so if they've got a desire to say something, then they'll have to be explicit and say it.
Into the net, I always ask if I've missed anybody for comments or check-ins just for that reason, because I don't want to miss somebody, but sometimes if they're checking in rapid fire, it's easy to miss.
Sphere is the husband and wife and the three kids. That's the one that's going to cause me to fall over.
Is not a problem. And like I said, I'm going to be here calling the net behind you. So if it gets to a point where you need to take a pause, take it. And I'm here to help you, okay?
Thank you, sir. I can call Uncle when need be. But hopefully everybody's going to be patient and slow and just kind of stutter a little bit.
He'll be friendly with you. It won't be a problem. There are some that they check in and they're gone. They won't be there to ask any questions. That's not how we run our net. That's not how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to hang around until the net is closed. That way, if somebody needs to call you, they can, and we know you're there. But some people just don't do it. So, like I said, just relax and have fun with it. You seem to be pretty comfortable on the mic, so I think you'll do great.
I just got to make sure I don't call my father's old CB call sign, KAKS4188. That's the one that rings in my head to this day, and I have no reason why.
The brain retains information sometimes.
I'm going to crack my knuckles and get ready here. Thanks for the counsel, and we'll get started here in just a couple of minutes. This is KQ4WHM.
HK, standing by. Mr. Eddie, this is KO4HK.
QCQ CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KQ4WHN. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Nerd, are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Equal none heard there. So we will start with our roll call. We're going to start with our pre-net check-ins. If you'll give me just a minute, we'll get all those loaded into the system, and we'll start calling out our pre-net check-ins who went to BRARS.cc and did their work there. So, KC4PLT, Richard, in Flowery Branch, Georgia. KF4CKT, John, in Honeypath. KC4WGG, Patrick, in Rome, Georgia. NC9V, Leon, in Hendersonville, North Carolina. KE4DXJ, Wendy, in Hendersonville. K4XMR, Mel, in Prosperity, South Carolina. K4GH, Gus, in Punta Gorda, Florida. KG4PFI, Don, in Piedmont, along with his wife, KG4QLQ, Linda, in Piedmont. We've got KO4ZEW, Ben, in Simpsonville. KA2TXJ, Jim, in Taylors. W2AMD, Andrew, in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, Andy, in Table Rock. KI4DOS, my favorite net controller, Gary, in Easley, along with his pretty little bride, as I've heard it described. K3JOY, Joy, also in Easley. KO4RUR, Chris, in Greenville. KO4WTQ, Greg, in Greer. KN4RJN, That's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KQ4ZWS, Christine in Traveler's Rest. Last on the pre-check-in list is K4GAT, and that's Mike in Simpsonville. That's the limit of our pre-net check-ins, everyone. Tonight is going to be our night where we start with the India through Lima group, I through J, or excuse me, let me try that again, I through L. So if you are suffix, it starts after the number, starts with I through L, we're going to have you check in right now for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This is KQ4WHN. Looking for anyone that starts in the I through L, please check in.
Whiskey Hotel Mike. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxpeda, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
The call in the net. You'll do fine. Don't get excited. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina, and glad to have you call the net for tonight, and my name is Sid. We have no traffic, no comment.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to acknowledge KK4JFO, that's James in Zirconia, North Carolina, is what I've got here on the official list. And then I've got Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Anyone else in the I through L group, India through Lima, please check in.
4WHL. Thank you for being here tonight, for bringing us all together. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to acknowledge Larry. It's KK4JBQ in Greer. Donna, KC4MFK. Anyone else in the India through Lima group, please call Net Control or KQ4WHN. Vaughn, we're going to head on to the Mike through Papa group. If the first letter after the number in your call sign starts with M through P, Mike through Papa, please call Net Control or WHN.
Control, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, tell Mike Whiskey, Rick, both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals. It should be negative and negative.
I'm already getting behind here, folks. Just one moment. Can you help me with that last one?
Can. It's KO4HX. That was Mr. Walt. K4OIM.
I've got it. Thanks, sir.
And don't forget about your echo link after you recognize this group.
All right. Let's take an opportunity to do that. Let me fix one other thing here, and then we'll recognize the folks that I've heard so far. Struggling with, Michelle. Can I get another read on Michelle's call? call sign, please, because I think I've got that wrong.
That's Kilo Mike 4, Oscar November Oscar. Well, I know I'm messing it up. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec.
Kilo 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. Is that correct?
10-4.
All right, let me go ahead and acknowledge these folks, and then we'll move on to getting the EchoLink folks in there. I've got a bit of a mix here, so give me a second to figure out what I'm looking at. I've got Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, that's Walt, in Inman, South Carolina. I've got Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, which is Lorena. I've got KK4 DMW, which is Richard. And then I've got K4MOQ, which is Michelle. And then let's go ahead and take a quick break and let the folks on EchoLink come in, who I have grossly neglected for now. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call Net Control or KQ4WHN.
Net Control. Please check in. Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa Landon via EchoLink Liberty. In and out.
On Blue Ridge, I'd like to acknowledge EchoLink user Landon, KG4WNP. Any other EchoLink stations that want to check in? This is Net Control, or you can call KQ4WHN.
Cool. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. It's Jim and Berea, negative and negative.
All right. This is KQ4WHN on the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Want to acknowledge Jim, KO4YHY in Berea. Seeing as we've exhausted our EchoLink stations, let's go back. Any other folks in the India through Lima group? Excuse me, Mike through Papa group. Let me try that again. Anyone else in the Mike through Papa group? Please call Net Controller or KQ4WHN. Having heard, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If the letter after the number in your call sign starts with Q through T, please call Net Controller or KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening. Nice to talk to you today, Mark. I believe it was you. And we got broke up a little bit, but we made it. Please check in N0TR November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling Net, Mark. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KQ4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Raymond Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Want to take time to acknowledge N0TR Tom, who I had a great conversation with this afternoon. As he was coming out of the doctor and I was dropping off my tax bills, which I did not enjoy. And I don't think he enjoyed his doctor's visit either. So welcome to the net, Tom, and thanks for coming to support me tonight. Also, hearing from KO4QLG, that's Chris. You two guys have the most iconic thing in my brain about welcoming each other each night. I love to hear it. Anybody else in the Quebec through Tango Q through T group want to check in, please call Net Control or KQ4WHN. Taking the next step, we're going to move on down to Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, if the letter after the number in your call sign starts with U through Z, please call Net Control or KQ4WHN.
4WHN. And everyone on the net, Mark, you're doing a fine job. It sounds good tonight. Thank you for calling it. Please check in. November 4, Zulu and 4 ZLK. And my name is Shane, and I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
WHN. Mark, please check in. 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Hello, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike. This is Kilo, Quebec 4, Uniform Romeo Tango, Christopher Hendersonville. I am negative and negative.
Blue Ridge 2-meter nets. Want to take time to acknowledge N4ZLK. That's Shane in Cleveland. WB4ZPH. That's David in Taylor's, and KQ4URT, that's Chris, he's in Hendersonville. Anyone else in the uniform through Zulu, please call Net Control or KQ4WHN. Unheard, we'll move on to the top of the heap. We're going to go Alpha through Delta, A through D. If the letter after your number in your call sign starts with A through D, call Net Control or KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Mark, check in. Kilo Romeo 4. Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR. That's Terry in Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Just listen.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to take time to acknowledge Terry. KR4ACR in Moore, South Carolina. Anyone else in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, please call Net Control or KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. You're doing a fine job. Appreciate you calling Net this evening. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
That's the way you call it out, slow and steady, so the new guy can get it in the system. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to take time to acknowledge our net controller, net control coordinator, Dave, W4DJW in Greer. Thanks for the opportunity, Dave. Hopefully I'm earning my keep. Anyone else in the Alpha through Delta group, please call Net Control or KQ4WHN. Okay, we'll move on to the patient group, the last major group of the night, Echo through Hotel, E through H. If the first letter of your call sign after the number starts with E through H, Echo through Hotel, please call Net Control or KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. And Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, and I will hang around for a minute, but I have no traffic.
KQ4WHN. Mark and everyone on the net, this is November 4 Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren. We're in Taylor's, and negative and negative tonight. Congratulations on your first time as net control.
4WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. It's good to hear a new voice. I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
In Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. I am short on time tonight, so I will be negative and negative. Thanks for running the net. 73 is all KI4 GOD.
Please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Victor. This is Dale in Capabella, KQ4GIV.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to take time to acknowledge Our last round of check-ins there, that's KO4HKX, Patrick, in Penrose, N4HHC, Warren, in Taylor's. I've got KC4EZN, Harry, in Candler, KI4GOD, John, in Simpsonville, and KQ4GIV, Dale, in Campobello. Anyone else in the Echo Through Hotel group, call Net Control or KQ4WHN. Around the world, so now we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Anyone that hasn't checked in, feel free to do so. Please call Net Control or KQ4WHN.
Completing Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Zulu, KQ4AZ. This is Kevin down in 96. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to all on the net.
Bridge 2 meter net. Want to take time to acknowledge KQ4AZ, Kevin in 96. One day, Kevin, I want you to teach me how you're getting that far with the rig you've got, because I think mine is not going to make that trip if I set it up at your house. Anyone else in the Alpha through Zulu group, anyone anywhere, please check in. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Got a double there, KO4HKX, because Kevin was on Echo Link.
Let me get that one again, because I definitely have that as my last one on the log. Last station, if you would, come back one more time for me.
Please check in, Joe. Kilo 4, Juliet Delta. In Greer, negative and negative tonight. Over.
All right, Joe. Gotcha. That's KK4JD, Joe from Greer. Thanks for giving me a second chance at that. Did not hear the double because I was too busy talking. Anyone else in the Alpha through Zulu group? Anyone anywhere? Please check in. Call Net Control or KQ4WHN.
This is KQ4AZ with a comment.
Six. Mark, you got to give Echolink a little bit of breather to acknowledge them. Give it time to sync up.
You're correct. Let me slow my roll here. KQ4AZ, go ahead. I heard you, but I came back too fast, so you didn't hear me.
Yeah, this is KQ4AZ, Net Control. I'm using Echolink. Not sure you heard the other station declare that I was on Echolink. Only rigs that I own are handhelds. I hadn't put together a fixed station yet, so I'm on Echolink. That's how I'm able to reach out so far. KQ4AZ, back to Net Control.
Thank you for the clarification. I was impressed. You should have taken the compliment, but that makes more sense. I've checked in from all over the country on Echolink, and that makes a lot more sense to me now. With that, I think we're coming to the end of our check-ins. Anybody else want to check in before we move to the rank two portion of the net? Call Net Control or KQ4WHN. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rank two portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rank twos. And as your net controller and as a new ham in October and working my way up to general, I have many questions. And one I want to propose to this collective brain trust tonight is, what got you from the 2 meter range into HF? I have found HF much more challenging, and I have worked through all sorts of different things trying to find my area of interest with all the digital FT8 and WinLink, and I don't have the wherewithal to do CW yet, but just doing the voices, it's been a challenge, and my compromised antenna in the attic isn't as great. So if anybody wants to comment on that, I would love to hear your thoughts.
Well,
4WHN. This is Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. My advice to you is keep on keeping on. I have three antennas, and the one that for me is the most fun is what I call a flagpole antenna. It's 20 feet long. It's made out of some old tent poles, and it is an off-center fed vertical dipole. And I have worked Africa on that 20 feet of aluminum tubing sitting out in my yard. So don't knock your indoor antenna. It will not be as good as the outdoor one, but then again, sometimes there's a challenge to using something that maybe not quite as good as you think it should be. So like I say, just keep on keeping on. You're doing a good job tonight. Just remember, there's 10,000 more things in amateur radio to do than you've got time to do. So don't drink from a fire hydrant either. Back to you, KC4EZM.
That's the thing that I love the most about it is the experimentation. I followed my father into a ham club back in the 70s, and that was it was too much for him. He didn't have time for it, so he went at the Radio Shack and bought a CB. And I was mentioning before the net started that I still remember his call sign from back in the days when CB was regulated. And I don't understand why I remember that, but I do. But it kind of lit a fire, and Helene kind of threw gasoline on it, and I decided I was not going to be in a situation where I couldn't communicate short of smoke signals and waving somebody down the street. So I'm trying to learn it all, but there's so many different aspects to it. But I'm just curious whether, you know, going into HF, do I try and find nets? I've seen a bunch of those. There's one in South Carolina. There's one in North Carolina. There's a QSO party that happens on HF all the time. I think it runs out of Canada, and it's pretty much North American-based. And I'm just trying to find that thing that gets me to the point where I got to come back to it every day, because I find myself going to the ICOM 7300 and thinking, yeah, the 2 meter is so much easier. I want to do that instead.
Seem easier. And I've got a 7300 also, but tonight I'm working FT8 on a 10-tech Corsair 2, which the original person purchased it in 1989. So, again, try all that stuff out, or you'll find something that turns you on. I like playing with things. I like building things, and with the new radios, the parts in them, some of them are smaller than I can see. This 10-tech Corsair 2 is all transistor, but believe it or not, you can look inside that thing and see those transistors. It doesn't happen in this 7300. But again, just play around with everything. Contesting can be fun. It is good training. It can also be very frustrating. But like I say, just keep on keeping on. That's the best advice I can give you. I have been a ham since 1988, and I kept my original call sign. And back then, back then it was a novice call sign. They didn't put the N on it when I was licensed, but I played around with a lot of things. I've worked some of the bigger contests. Never really scored big time because I'm not a diehard contester, but it was still fun. The only other thing I would say is listen. Sometimes we play games with you or with our call signs, and most of the folks were kind to you tonight. I was going to give you a King Charlie 4 or Every Zebra Needs and see how you picked up on that, but I said, no, that's not fair. I may play that trick on you one night later, but not tonight. You're doing too good a job to start with. We'll turn it back to you and let somebody else chime in, because there are so many things you can do. Like, I'm not particularly interested in satellites and Earth, Moon, Earth and stuff like that. But I know some people that that's all they do. And I think they're having as much fun as I do. So we'll turn it back to you and let somebody else have a shout at you. Casey Breezy and back to Net Control.
Thanks, sir. That's wise counsel. That's the thing that I've really enjoyed about it is learning. So I got into a contest one weekend, and I was talking to a guy in Italy and another one in Portugal and then another one in Russia, and then I realized these were the mega antennas, the people that, you know, quote unquote, were professional contesters, and it wasn't anything that I did. They just pointed their gear at me and they found me. So I'd like to just get out further than Oklahoma or Texas with my north-south orientation antenna, but I'll get there at some point. But if anybody else has advice there, I would love to hear it. Just trying to figure out HF and where I need to go from here. I've got an off-center dipole in my attic, which I know is less than ideal, but you know, I get pretty far with it, and I certainly haven't exhausted all that it can do.
KQ4WHN. This is November 4, Hotel, Hotel, Charlie, Warren, and I had said no comment, but I thought your question was a great question, and throw out something to you that I have really enjoyed, and I don't have a spot where I'm limited. I mean, I have about an acre of land, so I'm limited in 1 acre, which is, you know, pretty good size for most any kind of an antenna. I really enjoy Parks on the Air. And so make yourself like one of those N-Fed multiband that ARRL has a kit for, and take your rig and go to the park and just have a blast. So you don't have to operate from your home QTH, over.
Wise counsel, and I'd love to see what happens when I get there. That I got my ham radio outlet ordered today with my Anderson poles and my power block and everything, so I can, you know, get everything out from underneath a screw and a washer to get it plugged in, so that I can unplug and take it on the road when necessary. So direction, I'm going to have to find an antenna that's as mobile as the rest of the gear, but I'm figuring all that out. I love the idea of going to the outdoors and trying to see what I can communicate with. So that's definitely on my bucket list.
Great news. So I had somebody take me with them to do a Parks on the Air, and that was very, very helpful, and just caught the bug. I was using just a straight 40-meter dipole, which, I mean, did well, but when I got that N-Fed multiband, then, of course, that really opened it up, because you just sit there and change band and away you go. So it's a great little antenna, and I have just had excellent results with it, and a lot of fun. All right, we'll let somebody else jump in here. This is N4HHC.
That pause there to ask, does anybody else want to check in? Anybody A through Z? Z through A has not checked in yet. Want to do that? We can go ahead and knock that out right now. Call Net Controller, KQ4WHN.
WHN. We've got four to check in tonight. My call is Kilo Charlie 4 Sierra Kilo Delta. That's KC4SKD. My name is Larry. Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. KG4AH, yes, that's my wife Rhonda. We are in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight, but I got a couple of check-ins by telephone relay. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, that's N9TEC, Randall, that's my younger brother in Asheville, and also Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf Foxtrot, KF4GGF. That's another younger brother of mine, and he's in Goose Creek. Hope you're having a good evening. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. KC4SKD.
Okay, I got half of those, and I think probably only got one out of the mix. So I got N9TEC Randall, and I got yours KC4SKD, and then I had a fair amount of static in the middle of that. So if you wouldn't mind coming back with the middle two, I think that would be enough.
My wife's call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. And the other call that you missed, due to the static, is Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Foxtrot, KF4GGF. That's Charlie. He's in Goose Creek, KC4SKD.
Sir, so going back, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Wanted to acknowledge in order that I wrote them down. N9TEC Randall, KC4SKD Larry, KG4AHS Rhonda, and KF4GGF Charlie. If I got any of those wrong, let me know.
Good job. And I'm a net controller, too, every other Friday night, so I understand how it is. But you're doing a fine job. And one of these days, I'm going to check in for some ragtube, but usually I have to be up early in the morning. But have a good evening, KC4SKD.
Thank you and everyone else for your patience. So back to the ragtube portion, if we don't have any other check-ins. HF tips for the new guy. It's been about 6 months. I've got a lot of gear, and I've got the mobile rig for 2-meter. I'm really excited about the J-pole I've got in the attic for the radio I'm talking on now. But any tips for my ICOM 7300 and what I can do to make it better, more exciting? Anything that might be interesting that I need to examine and explore? Just call Net Control or KQ4WHN. A pretty big awkward silence. Any other messages, comments, questions, anything else that we might need to cover while we're all together? Call Net Control or KQ4WHN. Press my luck anymore. Any last check-ins? We'll call one more round of check-ins before we close the net for the night. Anyone that has not checked in, please feel free to do so. Call Net Control or KQ4WHN. Heard. Well, then Matt will be running the net tomorrow night if my schedule is correct. He's WG4MC. I'm sure he would appreciate your participation tomorrow night. I'm going to try and be there myself. We'll see what Mrs. KQ4WHN says. But this is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and good night, everyone.
To send your net report, KO4HK.
Out. Thank you, sir. Working on that now. Net report inbound. Followed official. KQ4WHN and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we are secure. Good night, all.
KO4HK.
Clark, thank you for being here. KK4JBQ 73.